USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit on Thursday alleging that Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances. The former president contends President Biden's victory in 2020 is steeped in widespread fraud. The U.S. says it will accept 100,000 refugees from Ukraine and other nations who've been displaced by Russia's war.
The report indicated that Ukrainians who already have family in the United States will receive priority for resettlement. The Biden administration is expected to use the Refugee Admissions Program to carry out the effort. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And AAA reports gas prices are hovering around $4.23 per gallon in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The Minneapolis teacher strike went into its 17th day on Thursday. The Minnesota School District released a statement addressing the teachers' union's concerns for mental health professionals in schools. The district says their latest offer to the union includes a full-time social worker in every school and that their goal is to come to an agreement that gets students back in the classroom as soon as possible. The cost of rent is hitting a record high across the country. A report from Realtor.com says the rent in the U.S. in February averaged around $1,700 a month, up 17% from a year ago. Cities dealing with the largest increases of 23% or more include Miami, San Diego, Phoenix, and Austin. Dozens of sound designers, engineers, and mixers have signed a petition protesting the Academy's decision to award the Sound Oscar during its pre-telecast hour on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Idaho Governor Brad Little signed a ban on abortions when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The law has an enforcement mechanism similar to Texas's pro-life law. Abortionists who commit an abortion after the 6-week mark can face legal action from any relative of the preborn child. The Michigan 15-year-old accused of killing 4 high school classmates in November and injuring several others was back in court on Tuesday. Reporter Tim Berg has the details.
An Oakland County judge has ruled alleged Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly must remain in the Oakland County jail. His defense team has been seeking a move from the adult jail to the juvenile facility. The judge said there was no new information presented Thursday that would change his order. Crumbly has been having a monthly placement hearing since his arrest in November.
U.S. stocks rose as oil prices eased on Thursday. Investors were pleased after NATO and President Joe Biden promised to remain vigilant against Russia while supporting battered Ukraine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 348 points, or 1.1%, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite rose 1.5% and 1.9%, respectively. Fast food chain Chick-fil-A announced a partnership with Darling Ingredients to turn used cooking oil into fuel. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.